Here we go. Counting down to 3, 2, 1. All right. Welcome back, everybody. A special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm putting myself aside here, really. I don't call this my show today. We've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining us live in support of Jonathan E. Moore's candidacy for the United States Senate in Virginia. And some of you might go, Virginia, I'm not in Virginia. Or some of you are, I'm in Virginia. He's running. This is great. But wherever you are in the United States or even around the world, the love of freedom, your defense of your right to choose, we've talked about in the first hour. You can go back and catch the broadcast later as well. Your right to choose, to have freedom, a bodily autonomy is on the line here. And Jonathan E. Moore is here. And my gosh, what we're doing here is really attempting to save America. And it's not a guarantee. As much as I want to say America will always be here and support and defending liberty, it's declined because we have stopped defending liberty. We've kind of gotten a little bit lazy about it. I'm just going to be self-effacing as an American too. I'm thinking we can do better. And Mike, is your attempts to restore freedom of speech through the platforms, Natural News over the years. I remember when we first started and you came on, did Health Ranger reports on the Robert Scott Bell Show and completely realized how much our freedom of speech is being violated, and then developed the Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com broadcast for free speech. And I got to hear from you now, my brother. Why is it that you support Jonathan E. Moore, want to see him in the U.S. Senate as we crank up the second hour of this telethon to get everybody to support him?
Well, it's in fact the existence of people like Jonathan E. Moore and his willingness to put it all on the line by joining the United States Senate and representing the people instead of representing the corporations. It's people like Jonathan E. Moore that actually give me faith in humanity. And that's not an exaggeration. It gives me faith and hope that we can, in fact, restore this constitutional republic, because we are so far down the rabbit hole of authoritarianism and censorship and deplatforming. And you know, Robert, you and I have seen it for years. I've experienced it firsthand since 2014, frankly, and that's why we started building this platform, was because I was deplatformed. But there is an opportunity and a pathway to turn this around, and a lot of it actually revolves around the Senate, which is on just a knife's edge of who is in control. And one person in office there, one victory, the Jonathan E. Moore victory, can make such a difference that it can be a turning point for America and for the restoration of this constitutional republic. Or you could say it alternatively, the defeat of one Clintonista globalist can also be a turning point for America. That would be Tim Kaine, right? Right. So defeating Kaine and having a victory for E. Moore, this is history in the making. And we are part of it here today. And all of you watching, you can be part of it. You can support this campaign. You can support E. Moore no matter where you are in America. His actions in the Senate will dramatically impact your ability to choose supplements, nutrients that you have faith in, that you believe are useful for you. Access to ivermectin, access to superfoods, the ability to home garden, to grow your own foods, to grow your own medicine, without government interference and overreach. These are the kind of principles that Jonathan E. Moore stands for. And in a United States Senate where knowledge of nutrition is lacking, to say the least, there are very few senators who understand what we know about food and medicine and supplements and disease prevention and immune support and all these things, you know as well as I. For Jonathan E. Moore to have so many years of experience litigating in this realm and understanding structure and function of nutrients and what this can do to save lives and help protect us from whatever bioweapons are being released out there, I believe that E. Moore would enter the Senate as the single most knowledgeable nutritional and health expert that we could ever hope for. And that is not a side effect. I mean, that is the main thrust, and it would be a game changer. So that's kind of a summary, Robert, yeah, and Jonathan, of why I love E. Moore for Senate.
Yeah, and remember, folks, those of you who love liberty, Ron Paul has endorsed Jonathan E. Moore. And as I said, I haven't been excited about a candidate like this since Ron Paul ran. And it's because we believe in freedom. we don't want the government to roughshod over anybody's rights. You know, you have the right to believe differently than we do. But you found out that supporting certain candidates has been the opposite of what you might have thought. They don't defend the little people. In fact, Tim Kaine, who he's running against, is someone who never met a mandate he didn't want to enforce even on children. COVID jab mandates, injections, that's right, much less mask mandates, and so many horrible things in the schools like transgender ideology promotion. It's just a bizarre circumstance we find ourselves in this country, and we need someone like Jonathan Emboard to step up and stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want me to comment on that, or is Jonathan going to jump in?
We'll bring Jonathan in a moment, but I want to hear from you, Mike. It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, you absolutely said it. This is critical that we get Jonathan Emboard the resources that he needs to be successful. Now, for those who are just joining us, in case somehow they're not familiar with Jonathan Emboard, because we've been promoting this far and wide today, you know, across social media and podcasts and so on. There might be some new people joining. What I hope to help people understand is that I think no mind in America, and again, this is not hyperbole, no mind in America has the ability to grasp and articulate the issues of health freedom better than Jonathan Emboard. There is no one that I've ever met in my decades of doing this that can articulate these issues and has an understanding of the fundamental underlying principles that are being routinely violated by this rogue government that is invoking issues such as COVID emergencies in order to take away your right to choose or your right to say no when it comes to medical interventions. And so this is what's amazing about this. By getting Jonathan Emboard into the Senate, you have a, dare I say, a super weapon, an intellectual super weapon that can outthink 20 other lazy thinkers out there, you know, if not more. It's almost an unfair advantage. I mean, it's almost...
We need to tip our scales in that direction, though.
Like, somehow this should be against the rules. I mean, if you get Emboard into the Senate, he can outmaneuver, outthink, outspeak any number of other United States senators on the issue that matters, which means that he is a force to be reckoned with in debate and in writing legislation and in tearing apart bad legislation and all of the things that United States senators need to do when they are effective and honest and acting with integrity in their jobs. And you know this, Robert, because you've known Jonathan Emboard for so many years, that there's something so extraordinary about his mind that is able to grasp the structure and the hierarchy of these legislative issues and the overreach of government regulators and how they're violating specific principles. No one can dig into this and show the tyrants for being tyrants better than Jonathan Emboard. So I dare say this would be an absolute turning point for our nation, and it would give me hope to bring us back from the brink. And of course, if in 2024, imagine if we have a majority in the Senate, a majority in the House, and somehow defeat the DNC in terms of taking back the White House, then it would be a fresh opportunity like we've never seen to really take this country back at a time when the American people are more fed up than ever before and more ready than ever before for what we used to call radical reforms, but really are just common sense reforms. You know, like, why should the FDA have the power to tell us that we can't take ivermectin, right?
Right.
Yeah. Jonathan, I know you are not naive about any of these things, and you also know that one man can't do it all, but your impact in many people's lives, as we've heard already, and we'll hear from some more people this hour. Bill Falloon will be joining us as well. Stu Epperson, I think, is lined up as well. But people that support you, and they want to share why as well. And what's at stake? Jonathan, you go into the U.S. Senate. I believe you can inspire some of these senators that may be inclined this direction but don't have the backbone or background to stand up. And I think you provide a real strength when you're present there.
Well, I think that... Mike Adams is probably one of the greatest examples of succinct and powerful persuasion. And that is part of the reason why he's been so successful. And you too, Robert. and your willingness to defend principle, and to do so without fear of the consequences. You know, a lot of journalists today are really lapdogs of the administration simply because they want access to information from the administration. And it's a very easy way to go, you know, to just be a lapdog of the White House. But the other side of it, you get deplatformed, you get censored. Mike's had programs that were removed. You've had programs removed. And you have all these patsies for government who are fighting against you. Used to be, the time of the founding of the Republic, we had a very critical press, and there were efforts at censorship, but they were rebuffed. And the whole purpose of the First Amendment was to protect the right to criticize government and to have free exchange of ideas and a robust debate environment. Now we have this whole culture that's being developed where censorship is considered a norm. They want to be able to correct misinformation. And so the point is, yes, the words we speak have power. You can persuade the world with a concept carefully articulated, brilliantly expressed. You can change the world. One person can do this. And that is still true today. But until we engage in a serious debate in this country to fight for liberty at the federal level, which they're trying to desperately deny us that right in order to take our liberties away, until we get into a situation where we are fighting vigorously inside the belly of the beast, we have no hope. If we allow politics to continue the way it is, if we allow people in power to benefit themselves at the expense of the public, and we don't check them by kicking them out of power, if we allow the kind of corruption that's in the Biden administration, where you have influence peddling, a family that has generated wealth to the tunes of over $100 million for themselves as a result of selling out the United States, if we don't correct that, the game is up for us. And you know what? What a precious thing we had at the founding of this republic. Nowhere else in the history of the world but here was a government instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. That was the purpose of our government. That is the purpose of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence in the second paragraph. So for me, everything is at stake for liberty. Everything. We have the next few years to decide the fate of a nation. And so I want to get into that fight. And that's what you guys have been about since the start of your broadcasting career. I mean, you have always allowed people to disagree. You've always allowed people to debate with you, but you've never bent in the direction of sacrificing liberty, sacrificing people's rights. And instead, you've championed those things. Well, that same kind of enthusiasm, that same kind of effort needs to be in the Congress of the United States, needs to be in the United States Senate. And we have a chance together. The people who are listening to this broadcast, the entire state of Virginia, all the people in Virginia, we have a chance to make a historic change that will bring back the principles of the founding of this country and free our nation so that we can prosper. And to think that we could lose it just in a matter of years, this is the final moment for us in so many respects. If we allow this horrible movement towards socialism, collectivism, and destruction of individual liberty to progress, we have only ourselves to blame. We really have to rise up. We have a majority. We represent a majority. They would like to express to us that we don't, that we're in a minority. Well, that's nonsense. If you go out anywhere in this country and you ask people how important their liberties are, most people will stand up and say, hey, look, I don't want my freedom of speech taken away. Now, sure, there are some who'll say, oh, I'll give everything up if I get a free lunch. But anyway, the long and the short of it is we have to act now.
Yes. Well, and folks, there's a QR code. If you can do that, scan that, go there, or just type in emord4va.com. Donate today. We want to put Jonathan over the top in this early season, if you will, but it's very critical. The quarter is ending where they're going to report on this, and he is really doing extraordinarily well. He already has the endorsement of Ron Paul, as you know, and Barry Goldwater Jr. and many others, and ours as well. And I think, Mike, clearly by your support here, are encouraging many folks that love and care and appreciate you and what you bring to also lend that support to Jonathan in this next phase of the election.
There's no better investment, I believe, in the future of this constitutional republic than supporting Jonathan Emord right now for the United States Senate. And look, imagine a world here without government censorship, without the collusion with big tech. Imagine a world where we could just compete on ideas. You know, Robert, you and I both are probably at least 99% censored compared to where we would organically be if we were allowed the same reach as everybody else. You know, even to this day, as I've been reinstated on Twitter by Elon Musk, but I'm still shadow banned on Twitter. So you know how they say that freedom of speech is not freedom of reach,
right?
Which means they're saying that, yeah, you can post, we're just not going to let anybody see it. And that's censorship, by the way. That's not freedom of speech, actually, right, in a public forum. So they're still playing games. And with what Dr. Berg was speaking about earlier, the fact that now the World Health Organization is now trying to dictate the allowable Overton window of speech and debate across the big tech platforms in the United States and around the world, this is an extremely dangerous precedent, because we already saw demonstrated during COVID exactly how the authorities will abuse that power to restrict access to treatments that could have saved lives, such as ivermectin, or to restrict speech about natural supplements like vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, and so on, or, you know, homeopathy, many, many examples. We already saw they demonstrated their tyranny. There's no longer any debate or question. No one can come to this and say, well, they're operating with good intention. You know, they just want to help people. They just want to save lives. They just want to make sure that people have accurate information. No, they don't. They want to disconnect you from human knowledge. The entire role of the WHO now is to function as a puppet of the pharmaceutical vaccine cartel, or perhaps to serve the interests of the communist globalists, including communist China, in actually harming populations of Western nations by denying them access to accurate information that could give them options that would prevent deaths, prevent infertility, and save lives. The WHO now stands, in my opinion, as a scourge upon this earth that is, through its actions, resulting in more suffering, more injuries, and more death. And yet, the big tech is going to give the WHO tyrannical reign over its platforms, and the United States Congress is going to stand by and allow that to happen? Well, not under Jonathan Emord's watch. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, suffice it to say, as you're bringing that point up, Kim Kaine, who's right now the Virginia, we're trying to retire out of, you know, as from U.S. Senate, is all in on WHO, all in on mandates, all in on turning the sovereignty of the American people and its government over to a world government or world organization like WHO, which has been wrong more than it's been right, despite the fact that we have pointed that out. We are the ones that are censored, not them. And we're still dealing with that, even as we've come out of the three COVID crazy years, as they're trying to put more vaccine and mask mandates if they can get away with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we have been proven correct again and again through all of this. The masks don't work. The lockdowns don't work. And they harm the neurodevelopment of children, by the way. The vaccines, admittedly now, by the establishment, do not prevent infections and do not prevent transmission. And New York Governor Hochul just came out and said, hey, sorry for all of you who took those vaccines and all those boosters, but they don't work because we have a whole new strain here. And a whole new vaccine, by the way, and I'm sure Jonathan will appreciate the subtlety here, but she says this is a whole new vaccine. It's not just a booster. It's not just an addendum. This is a whole new medical intervention that's not tested and has no long-term clinical trials on humans, in total violation of the FDA's own regulations. And then the corporate media comes out and lies and says, oh, it's approved by the FDA. It was never approved by the FDA. They skipped approval through emergency use authorization, even in the context of an environment when Joe Biden removed the state of emergency in May. Yeah. So who is going to hold the FDA's feet to the fire? It's people like Jonathan Emord. Bottom line.
Jonathan, I want to bring into our discussion this hour someone who's actually legend. He's got legendary status. Sure, William Falloon, Bill Falloon. He's been at this for decades, invested in science and writing about the science of supplementation and diet. Just an extraordinary American hero, Bill Falloon. And Jonathan, if you can talk a little bit about him, I'm going to bring him into the mix right about now.
Well, I think Bill has been at this for more than four decades. Bill is the head of Life Extension Foundation. Bill has Life Extension Magazine.
He's now got Age Reversal Network.
Age Reversal Network. He does. He's really a Renaissance man in the sense that all sorts of life extension medical treatments, interventions, dietary supplements, whatever has been helpful in reducing the effects of disease and extending lifespan, Bill Falloon has been in the cutting edge of research and development, and he has gone up against the FDA over and over again. He has been absolutely courageous to the point that, you know, even looking literally at the barrel of a gun from a person coming in to do a raid, did not persuade Bill Falloon that he should abandon liberty or drop his defense for our right to receive truthful health information. So I've known Bill forever. I've known Bill way back. Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw introduced me to Bill Falloon. Mm-hmm. I represented them for many years, as you know. And they wrote a book called Life Extension, A Practical Scientific Approach. They were way ahead of their time. They still are.
Yeah.
And but Bill was right there with them, Bill Falloon.
Well, we've got links to him in the show notes here at Robert's Gavel.
Hey.
As well. There's Bill. Welcome to
the special
telethon for Jonathan.
Fantastic to see everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Let me give you another reason why we need to get Jonathan elected. Is it my turn?
Yes, please.
Even I didn't fully appreciate how much censorship exists as it relates to investigational new drug clinical trials that the FDA authorizes or doesn't authorize. And what our group sought to do is a multi-interventional clinical trial where we would test 5 to 8 different medical therapies at the same time, most of them off-label drugs like metformin, rapamycin, and see what happens when you put them all together at once. And one of the reasons we want to do that is, well, thousands of our supporters are doing that already, but we have no central database to collect information on either efficacy or safety. And we spent a ton of money, spent a ton of time, submitted an IND to the FDA, and they just simply said, no, you can't study all those drugs put together. They were afraid of toxicity. We reminded them these are all approved drugs. They're being used all the time by people and not having problems. But nonetheless, they denied us that ability. So our battle right now is to get a petition signed to submit to the FDA to get them to change their mind so we can do limitless, full-blown clinical trials in people who are aging to death and they want access to these innovative therapies, but the FDA is denying it.
Beautiful, Bill. Man, that's an important task as well. And it's funny and not funny at the same time that our government agencies pretending to protect us are protecting the industry that is poisoning us. And here you are trying to find out what's helping, what's not.
Well, aging is what's going to kill everybody if they don't get struck by a car or something. And even with fatalities like that, often it's just the frailty of these companies, the aging that makes people vulnerable to accidents, falls, fractures, et cetera. But yeah, clinical trials. I didn't realize until I applied for one how the FDA can slam the door shut, where you're not trying to market a product that's new. You're just trying to validate whether people are using something the right way and how much age reversal. We can now measure biological aging. So we can see if an 89-year-old person, is their aging process is going in the right direction, which is getting younger again. I'm 68 years of age. I'm 15 years biologically younger. That's not an accident. I do a lot. A lot of those interventions that I mentioned that we want to test, I've been doing them for a couple of years. And that's given me a lot of advantages as opposed to, you know, like retiring at this age, which a lot of people seem to want to do. So I believe this may work. But until you prove it, you can't say it. And we're willing to spend millions of dollars to get this clinical trial up off the ground, test these multi-interventional, what we call age reversal interventions, and see if they really put aging in reverse.
Beautiful. Mike, I know you know Bill. And over the years, what he's done for our industry, if you can call it our industry, but again, our belief that there are other paths, parallel or otherwise, to allopathic interventions that in a free country, we would embrace and say, let's let the free market decide, sure. Let's compete, let's have freedom of speech, and Jonathan will support and defend that.
Well, it's absolutely.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry, absolutely true, but I want to also point out that frankly, a lot of this industry would not exist without the trailblazing of Life Extension Foundation and Bill Falloon and his efforts and the key victories over the FDA as far as dietary supplements that took place. You got to understand, you know, the FDA tried to shut this down decades ago, and they very nearly succeeded. And if it wasn't for Life Extension and people like Jonathan Emord, probably we would not exist today. So we're all on the same boat here. We've got to fight for health freedom together as we are. And thankfully, thanks to people like Bill Falloon, we all do tend to live longer with a greater cognitive function.
Right.
And Jonathan Emord is a shining example of that. I mean, we can outthink and outlive our opponents. So all we got to do is outmaneuver them, and we win this.
Yeah, that's right.
In so many different ways, the FDA delays the introduction of life-saving drugs. That's an absolute fact. One that I often cite as an example is ribavirin. It was actually discovered in 1972. In 1983, we started telling our members, just order it from Mexico or Europe, and if you get the flu or hepatitis, that's a good treatment. And well, the FDA arrested me. They then arrested the founder of ICN Pharmaceuticals, who owned the patent on the drug. He was also promoting its benefits. And we fought them in court. And then eventually the FDA approved it for treating hepatitis C. We estimate about 60,000 Americans died waiting for ribavirin to be approved. Again, wow. It was approved in every country in the world except the United States. Right. FDA had a political vendetta against the ICN pharmaceutical founders. They didn't want to approve ribavirin because they didn't like the guy. And they didn't like the idea we were telling people, just buy it in other countries, it could save your life. So we fought them. We prevailed in many ways in court, in Congress. And, well, you can get ribavirin pretty easily right now, and you have free access to supplements. That's what's really nice.
Bill, I understand you have a little PowerPoint presentation on something that's very important to you, and it's important to all of us. And we're going to cue that up in a moment, but we're almost to the bottom of the hour. And, Mike, we want to again say thank you because you have established these free speech platforms that we're part of as well, brightand.tv, brightand.com. So we're going to have them, you know, the crew there, we're going to do a 2.5 minute break for them at the bottom of the hour shortly in support of that. Also, you know, this is a very unique broadcast. Again, we're putting all of ourselves aside for supporting Jonathan Emord's run for the U.S. Senate in Virginia. But you can say thanks to those that support this and our message of health freedom. I've got all of that, including today's notes, connected to what Bill's doing, as well as all of our guests that have been on and will come on, yet to come on soon, at robertscatbell.com as well. So, again, Mike, if you want to take it to break 10 seconds, let the folks know about brightand.com, and we'll go to their break.
Sure. Well, this is streaming, of course, today on brightand.tv, but we built this platform so that we cannot be censored. And today's telethon live event is proof of that. So I'm just thrilled to be here. Thank you for hosting, Robert.
All right. Take it away, brightand.tv. Okay. Now, I'm sure they're paying attention, so they're on break. We're also still going out live for the rest of the networks where we're not banned. So we can talk for a couple of minutes here while they're doing that. And I want to hold off, Bill, for your presentation when we come back so everybody can see it. And am I correct in understanding you have some slides to show us as well?
Well, how much time would you like? I can go as long as like 9 minutes.
Well, you can do it in 5 because we got loads of support. I don't know. That's like when I get up on stage and they say, do it in that. I'm like, oh, okay.
let me just quickly.
And we'll tell you when to go when we come back so the whole audience is with us from Brighteon as well.
Let me see.
Robert, you're doing a great job as the timekeeper today, I got to say.
Yeah, well, Super Don and I come from radio where there was always time kept. And then when we went long form broadcast, it wasn't as critical. But being on Brighteon, of course, you have a little bit of a clock we try to honor, of course, and appreciate, again, the support for these networks. It takes a lot behind the scenes to put this together. And it takes a lot for Jonathan Emord to get into the U.S. Senate. So we want you to go to emordforva.com and donate today. And we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the gifts that you can get for participating in a moment as well.
Outstanding. Yeah, let's do that when we come back in. Let people know. And then, of course, I want to post this. So is Super Don recording the whole thing?
As far as I know, Super D is going to record everything.
Okay. All right. Outstanding. I want to repost this on my channel and some other channels as well. And Jonathan, how do you find time to sit down and do this given your busy campaign schedule?
Well, this is critical. This is the kind of communication that we need. It's the kind of support we need. And so it's a priority for me. I love it. And to have your support, Mike, and to have, you know, Roberts and all the people who are coming on is overwhelming to me, and I'm very, very grateful. This is what this whole movement is about. This is a campaign in which people are directly involved. We have so many volunteers. We have so many people who are passionate about restoring the Constitution's foundational principles in America, about ensuring that our Constitution doesn't just hang by a thread, but that is woven to our hearts with a strong tapestry. So I'm so grateful for all the support.
And we are back on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv simulcasting. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. We have special guest Bill Falloon as well, who's going to present something very special, important to all of us. And, you know, Jonathan's expressing his gratitude for all of our support. And I'm grateful that Bill's here supporting this and all that have been on. And you have links at robertscottbell.com in today's show notes. It is the 18th of September, 2023, as we are gearing up to save America, hanging on, you know, the Constitution hanging by a thread. And Mike, you know the seriousness of all of this, even though we are lighthearted, loving fellows that enjoy life. And you know, if anybody's ever hung out with Mike Adams, he's so super hilarious and funny too. And, you know, and we can get caught up in the seriousness of it too. And Jonathan loves to crack jokes. I was just at the Biomed Expo. There was an alien event. He was glad I didn't get abducted in Las Vegas. And, you know, this is part of the journey in life, that we support the freedom for people to believe what they want. But again, we support and defend your rights. And we don't believe that the government should be infringing on them any more than any of us would. And you support Jonathan Emord, you get that defense of liberty back in the U.S. Senate to impact on, maybe you're not in Virginia, but whoever senator in your state or two senators, they're going to be impacted positively by the presence of Jonathan Emord in the U.S. Senate. Mike, real quick, let them know how important this is to support Jonathan.
Well, the website to go to make a donation of any size, small or large, is Emord4VA, and that's spelled out F-O-R, not the numeral, but Emord, E-M-O-R-D, F-O-R-V-A, which of course stands for Virginia.com. And that's where you go to make a donation. As I said before, I think it's the best investment in the future of our constitutional republic. And if you want to have the freedom to choose the medical interventions, the nutrients, the superfoods of your choice during the next pandemic, whatever that looks like, we have got to get people like Jonathan Emord into the Senate, and we've got to push back against the FDA and their tyranny. And this is the way to do it. So yeah, thank you all for your support.
And if you donate today or when you hear this, shortly thereafter, Emord for U.S. Senate, this hat I'm holding up, Jonathan Emord will sign it for $25 donation, which is nothing. I mean, it's great. In fact, three books that I encourage you to read. This is the one that started it all for me when I first read Rise of Tyranny by Jonathan Emord, explained what was going wrong, the violations of freedom of speech, corporate takeover of our country, etc. The Authoritarians is a seminal book I believe every history class in America should be teaching, the rise of progressivism from the 19th century to today. And this fun book for the holidays coming up, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa Too. Jonathan Emord will sign all three books for a $65 donation. I mean, what a deal. Now, I'm going to turn it back over to Bill Falloon. You have a presentation that you want to share with us and share how important it is. And go ahead, let her rip.
Okay. Can everyone see the screen?
Yes.
Good, good. Okay. What I want to let people know who I am. I started a group called Life Extension back in 1977. A lot of what you take for granted out there on a health food store shelf, CoQ10, lycopene, DHEA, melatonin. Well, we were the people that introduced it. We had to fight a big battle. And now you walk into a Walgreens, a Walmart, a GNC, you see aisles of these dietary supplements. Please understand, people went to jail. People had to fight back against FDA tyranny because the FDA wanted to ban all this stuff. They wanted to turn it into prescription drugs and cause you to need a doctor's prescription to gain access to low-cost dietary supplements. Now, we have a controversial contention today that's somewhat less controversial because the laboratory studies are showing we can take mice and reverse aging systemically in them, and it may be possible to do that in people. We want to do research to verify if that's really true. Standing their way is the FDA. They're not letting us do multi-interventional clinical trials to validate whether metformin plus rapamycin plus NAD infusions plus a whole host of off-label drugs might enable older people to grow biologically younger. We want to study this. We're not selling stuff. We want to see, does it really work? And to put this in perspective, this was published by the American Medical Association in April this year. and it shows a 17-year average delay from the time evidence-based therapies are discovered until it makes it into your doctor's office. And what's really scary is only 1 in 5 of these life-saving interventions even makes it into routine clinical practice. It means Americans are suffering and dying when effective therapies may already exist. By way of example, heart failure kills 400,000 Americans every single year. And well, in 2023, a study came out showed that just a single stem cell injection directly into the heart through a catheter was able to reduce heart attack and stroke risk 58%. In heart failure patients with inflammation, it reduced their heart attack or stroke mortality risk 75%. And yet people cannot get to stem cell therapy in this country. They have to travel overseas to get this kind of therapy. And what's interesting is Johns Hopkins did a similar study infusing stem cells directly into the heart muscle of heart failure patients and showing improved heart pumping ability, reduced heart muscle scarring. It's an 11-year gap between the time this was shown at Johns Hopkins to work till the time another group showed it to work. We still don't have access to it as Americans. And here's what's really frightening. Our Life is Nature magazine back in 2003, we reported on the FDA allowing a single person trial to go on, a young boy, some traumatic injury to his heart, and they did the same technology, injecting stem cells directly into the heart. They improved his heart pumping capability. He returned to a near normal life. We've fought the FDA for decades to allow these kind of therapies to be made widely available. The FDA stands in our way. They have been around for a long time. They caused a lot of needless deaths. Now, the FDA's website says, and this is what they say, they are responsible for advancing the public health by helping to speed innovations. This is what they say. On the left is what they say on the website. On the right is what they really do. The FDA impairs the public health by delaying innovations that make medical products less effective, less safe, and certainly less affordable. I mean, FDA-approved drugs cost a fortune. And it's not just Bill Falloon and Life Extension saying it like we were in the 1970s. Former commissioners of the FDA are publishing articles about how terrible it is at the FDA that they don't have the technology to evaluate 21st century medicine science. This is an acting commissioner testifying under oath before Congress saying, we don't know what we're doing at the FDA as it relates to these high-tech products. And this is the current commissioner of the FDA saying prescription drugs are too costly in the United States. So everything the FDA pretends it does on its home page, it's simply not doing. It's the exact opposite. Cato Institute published an in-depth article about why greater speed is needed in the approval process to get these life-saving drugs out the door. British Medical Journal attacked the FDA for not overseeing clinical trials. You wonder why the FDA approves a drug. It turns out to have all kinds of terrible side effects. Well, they're not overseeing the clinical trials the way they should be. And this is the front page of the Wall Street Journal. This year, FDA has put a record number of clinical trials on hold. They've stopped them. One reason is safety, which we understand. But the other reason is the FDA admits they don't understand the new technology that may enable cures for these diseases to be found. So they're just stopping the clinical trials until they figure out the technology. This means medical science is not advancing at the rate it should be. And the FDA is admitting their inability to understand molecular medicine. And this slide is something I show just to validate this whole process of the delay. Ribavirin, approved in 1972. We recommended it to our members in 1983. I was arrested in 1991. The ICN Pharma founder was arrested. And all kind of terrible things happened. And then the FDA approves it. The FDA finally approved ribavirin. It had been available all around the world up until then. And then the FDA said, no, you can't have it up until 1998. Well, in that waiting period, about 60,000 hepatitis C patients died. 60,000. That's more than the entire Vietnam War. There's a lot of protests. And just a few more slides. We published information in our newsletter in 1985. Simple vitamins that HIV positive people should take to slow the progression of HIV. We were raided at gunpoint. They seized our newsletters. They seized our vitamin supplements. And they threatened to put me in jail forever. And well, we fought back. It garnered a lot of publicity. And well, 10 years after the FDA comes in and seizes our newsletters that we published, they acknowledge that HIV positive people should be taking vitamin mineral supplements to slow the progression into full blown AIDS. This is really regrettable that it takes that long for the FDA to figure out something that was so obvious back in 1985. And this will be my final slide here. This is a 2015 2015 meta-analysis of all the studies in HIV people using micronutrient supplementation. Mm-hmm. And it showed that if you are HIV positive and you take zinc, selenium, or multivitamins, you slow the progression, you reduce mortality risk. So 30 years later, we were proven right, what we said back in 1985. The FDA acknowledged that in 1995, but it took till 2015 for a meta-analysis to absolutely validate that. We've got to do something about what the FDA is doing to delay our access. And we did prevail, by the way, over the FDA. We achieved unprecedented victories both in Congress, changed the law so people could learn a little bit about dietary supplements without the companies getting thrown in jail and people even being arrested for importing DHEA. And of course, all the great work that Jonathan E. Moore did in the courtroom. He protected our First Amendment rights in a way that if it wasn't for his abilities, we wouldn't have him. We wouldn't have him. We would be censored. And that's what the FDA is doing right now. They're censoring AIDS reversal clinical trials. So that's my little presentation to let people know what I'm most upset about right now with the FDA. They're denying us the ability and denying others the ability to do multi-interventional clinical trials to see if we can put aging in reverse.
God bless you, Bill Falloon, for what you've done, and your support of Jonathan E. Moore is critical here, and I'm grateful to you for that, for so much. If people don't know Bill Falloon, just research the man, and you'll be saying, thank God for Bill Falloon as well. And if you want to live, follow Jonathan E. Moore and get him into the U.S. Senate, because it's going to reverse a lot of these things. And we're getting a lot of support right now. Thanks again to Mike Adams for his beautiful, wonderful reach, despite all of the suppression of speech that exists, maneuvering around it, through it, and all of that. Innovation is what we do. And I think this is the other aspect, Mike, that I think about the spiritual side of things. Staying connected to God, Creator, is something that can guide us in spite of all of the obstacles. These people that don't appreciate our freedom, don't want to defend it, want to run roughshod over it. The fact that you've done what you've done over the years to allow us to be here to reach even more people than ever tells me a lot about the flow of spirit with you, my brother.
Well, it's very clear that the enemies of health freedom are the enemies of God and the enemies of our lives created by God in the image of God with consciousness and spirit and soul that transcends the biological reality. And yet we live in a world right now that's dominated by destructive forces that are absolutely determined to destroy the human body created in the image of God, and to destroy your soul, to destroy your consciousness, and frankly, I think to destroy humanity in every way they can. I mean, this is truly an epic spiritual cosmic battle, if you will. This is not just about supplements or drug approvals. This is about true good versus evil at the largest scale that you can imagine. And any entity out there, the FDA, the USDA, Big Tech, the White House, that would on purpose try to isolate people from cures, remedies, nutrients, off-label drugs that actually work to save lives, any entity that would do that is clearly working in opposition to the interests of human civilization. That's kind of my take on that whole situation there. Jonathan, what's Robert just stepped away there, but Jonathan, how would you describe that epic battle? Because it goes so far beyond, you know, law and biology.
So in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, we have the foundations of freedom for government. That is a free government, as the founders referred to it. And that means a government that is dedicated to protecting our rights. The contest that we have, the one that you just brilliantly stated, the contest between good and evil is a contest between good, represented by liberty, by individual liberty, by our freedom of choice, which is God-given. We're given this free agency. It's only taken away from us when government deprives us of that freedom. And we have this evil force, which is in government, to deprive us of freedom for the benefit of a ruling class that has unlimited freedom, but wants you to have none, wants you to be under total control. And so we went through this COVID era where our rights were deprived of us, where we were told we had to be forcibly masked, where we had to be forcibly vaccinated, where we told that a business that had 100 or more employees, the President of the United States told us by executive decree, would have to either have those employees vaccinated or have them tested weekly. Where all public transportation, you couldn't get on it without a mask, where they were working diligently, and now they're really working it with the World Health Organization to try to come up with a means to have data on each person, a medical ID, where your health information will be encoded and available to the government. Tim Kaine, my opponent, has introduced legislation to create the domestic infrastructure for implementing the World Health Organization demands through right down to the physician level and the patient level. Under his bill, all health information during any emergency declared by the government will be accessible by the federal government and bureaucrats, both at the state and federal level, and will be communicated into a digital repository where each person will have a profile, whether you got vaccinated, whether you followed the government's dictates for healthcare, whether or not your own political positions, to the extent that it interferes with the government fulfillment of a public health mandate, and also the information the other way. That is, they will set standards for the delivery of healthcare in an emergency, and any doctor that deviates from it, their information will be recorded and noted, so that what we have are the makings of a police state. What Bill Falloon experienced were the early movements of a police state, of a state that did not want to allow freedom of innovation, freedom to explore and experience in order to decide what is best for us. When we don't have the power ourselves to determine our own biological destiny, when instead bureaucrats in Washington are given that authority, how can we say we are free? How can we say we are free when we cannot control our own bodies? And instead, you have to look to the government to answer that. So your point, good, evil, yes, clear divide here, very clear. And as a result of that, because of the clarity, people, I believe, are coming out of the COVID fog, are coming out to realize that all the fear tactics and scare tactics that were used by the government to induce slave-like adherence to their demands was a period that we can never see happen again.
That's right.
And so in the Congress of the United States, not only will I prevent mask mandates and prevent vaccine mandates, but I will also open up the marketplace so that free people can have the choices they need to make decisions about what's in their own best interest, not having government stand in the way. Government should never stand in your way when you seek a treatment. When your doctor is recommending a treatment and the government stands in the way, I mean, that's outrageous violation of your liberties. Let's everyone come to a consensus on that. Mm-hmm. I would hope every freedom-loving person should.
And remember, Jonathan knows that it's freedom for all healers to exist in this country and to allow the innovation to occur within medicine, outside of medicine. That's freedom. And in freedom, we are much healthier, stronger, of course, freer by definition, but in that way we break free of the medical tyranny that is responsible for the first, second, and third leading cause of death today. This is not a situation that happened accidentally. It happened over time. That's why Jonathan's book, Authoritarians, is so very important, because the progressive era from the 19th century to forward led to this collectivist thought form that denies individuals the right to choose the healthcare that they believe in. Those of you who are donating $65 right now, only $65, you can get The Rise of Tyranny, The Authoritarians, and How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa Too. And Jonathan will sign all three books for you. Also, if you donate $25, you can get this wonderful Emord for U.S. Senate hat. And the QR code is up there in the screen. Also, you can go to emordforva.com. Cheryl, the wife of Jonathan, behind every awesome dude, is an amazing wife like Cheryl. She's just terrific. And you've got a lot of people that are donating. We want to say thank you to them. Shout out some names. There are a lot of hats going out, a lot of books going out. And I want to say thanks again to Mike for putting this out there. We're getting people donating. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You guys, this is really happening and it is awesome. So I just want to read out a few of your names. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And by the way, that was awesome, what you just talked about. It kind of made me a little bit sick. Like, I'm thinking, am I really free?
Yeah.
Am I really free? And I don't feel like it after I hear Jonathan speak and the things that are happening and the foundation that's being laid. I get so angry, but I better just start reading some names. I think that would be best. Okay. So Shauna. Thank you so much for your donation. Deborah made a donation. Mardine, thank you so much. Phil, thank you for your donation. Fung, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wadsworth Scott, thank you for your donation. Gregory Markham, we appreciate that. So many books and hats. Marilyn, thank you. Thank you. Verna, Allison, thank you so much, you guys, for your donations. And I'm excited for everything that's happening today and for all of the support for my husband. Thank you so much.
Well, keep them coming in again. Y'all, even after this is over, Mike, you're going to replay this through various networks to get the word out. So don't feel like if you miss it live that you can't participate. You can. And I'm just so grateful for all of your support and everybody out there that's donating. And Cheryl, thanks for giving them shout outs as well. Bill, anything else you want to say in support of your friend, Jonathan?
Yes, I just wanted to make one more important remark. Let's look at the opioid epidemic. It's killed over 1 million Americans. They acknowledge 600,000. The number's really higher. You're reading about fentanyl overdose deaths, rapid immersions into drug addictions, all because the FDA approved OxyContin as being a drug that doctors would widely prescribe. They said it was less prone to addiction and abuse. That was an absolute fraud. Insiders in the FDA pushed that application through. It got out into the streets. Doctors were prescribing it widely, and we've got an opioid crisis. OxyContin and these synthetic oxycodone drugs, they're synthetic heroin. And so you have these addictions, you have these deaths, people ruined for life, because the FDA in October 1995 approved OxyContin as safe and effective for routine pain relief, essentially prescribed heroin as a way to relieve pain. And it works, except you get addicted to it, and it's very hard to get off.
No. Yeah, I should just say one other thing, compliment Bill for bringing that up, because this is so important. People need to understand that, you know, the industry and the government collectively blame specific actors in the drug industry for the OxyContin problem. But what they didn't point the finger at was the government. And what people need to realize is that the person who was the medical reviewer for OxyContin in the government convinced the FDA commissioner to do something extraordinary. The drug was only available for on its indications, the approved labeling indications for acute pain. And that means
short term.
Yeah. And we're talking about the ultimate in pain relief for someone who's dying. This is basically what this means. And so it was not intended for moderate or mild pain relief. And what the FDA did was alter the labeling of the drug based on the recommendation of the medical reviewer. And where did that medical reviewer go? After the FDA changed the labeling of the drug to allow it for mild and moderate pain, he went to work for the maker of OxyContin. Mm-hmm. And you've got a situation where the FDA, by changing the labeling, alerted every doctor in the United States that it could be used more extensively without risk of addiction, and led to this. The FDA was a primary party that was guilty mm-hmm. of causing this horrendous epidemic of addiction that OxyContin and the other related pain relievers received. That was because the FDA changed the indications.
Right.
People don't know that. They never hear that, but they need to know.
This needs to stop. Jonathan Emore needs to be in the United States Senate. Bill Falloon, thank you for your support,
Bill.
Of Jonathan. Love you. Appreciate you so much. We're going to have Stu Epperson from LeBlue Corporation. We're going to try to get him in. He's got some interesting things to relate as well. And, you know, Mike, again, grateful for you, my friend. I can't, you know, I just see you make me happy that you're here supporting Jonathan. But you don't know pure water till you taste it at LeBlue. Check it out. Jonathan, introduce your friend Stu.
Well, Stu Epperson, this man is a legend, and he's known far and wide, not only because he's a man of integrity and a man who is a broadcast journalist for many, many years, but also for his deep faith. And this person, I've had the privilege of having him be an individual who's come into my life in the last several years, and I've been so overwhelmed by the graciousness of him and his family. His father recently passed away. It was the owner of Salem Media, which is the largest media network in the country. And of course, Stu, his namesake, Stu Epperson Jr., who's going to be on here in a minute, inherits this legacy from his magnificent father. I had the privilege of meeting his father. I'm so grateful for that. My wife also met the family members.
Great. We've been in syndicated radio for years, and we always appreciated their commitment to conservative constitutional American values. And let's bring Stu into the mix, and we pray it all works. Stu, welcome to the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams, going out through Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv, emord4va.com. Stu, welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Looking and sounding good. With you.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, just grateful to be on, grateful to be. I'm on the board of directors of Salem, and I have my own company called The Truth Network, which has stations and some syndication kind of all over the country, mostly in the Southeast United States. And so I'm so glad that my dad and uncle started and founded Salem, and we're so excited that legacy is continuing. And they've got some great team and management, and we just like to spread the truth, the good news of God, and we're grateful for friends like LeBlue Ultra Pure Bottled Water, who are helping with a solution to a lot of these problems of health, you know, and of course, you know, Mighty Muscadine, our friends that are, you know, all the same company. Jerry Smith started this. This is a real legacy, and what's fascinating is Jerry started this company. He went to the medical doctors. You start a water company, who thinks, you know, most of the water companies that start, they go to the stars. They go to the celebrities, right? They want to get that big endorsement, that big author, that big name. Jerry went to the doctors, and he got one doctor after another, dozens and dozens and dozens of doctors who looked at this water and said, wow, this is pure H2O. What is H2O? It's 89% oxygen, 11% hydrogen, H2O. Exactly how God designed your body to absorb. When you drink LeBlue, which I got a bottle with me right here, I can hold it up and show you. This is a cool brochure about it. It's just absolutely delicious. It absolutely quenches your thirst. Just drink this bottle of water and drink any other bottle of water on the market and let your body decide. But Jerry went to the doctors because they were looking for health solutions. And more people came out and said, wow, this is actually helping me, my energy, my strength. This is helping me. And so one thing Jerry is big about is, you know, he keeps the rules. He doesn't want to make any promises. He doesn't want, and there's really good things that, and there's really bad people that we hope the FDA will expose, right? We hope that the government will do their job and protect us.
They tend to go after the good guys, unfortunately. Well, Stu, right. That's why we need Jonathan E. Morton in the Senate.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And how do you know what, Jonathan, why do you support Jonathan?
Well, because Jonathan has he has a heart for the heart of our founders. And he has a heart for the government to do what the government is supposed to do, punish wrongdoers, punish folks making these bodacious, outrageous claims in the health space and the medical space, and support the freedom of the free markets to take care of our bodies and to go see the doctor of our choice and to be able to do that. And even though it's interesting, we've been suppressed all of a sudden we can't ask medical questions without getting censored. And so we're so grateful for his fight for the freedom of speech and the appropriate role, which has got to be minimal, the minimal role of government, the Constitution,
exactly.
The founders were minimalists. They said, look, let's get out of your way. What did Ronald Reagan say? Hey, if someone knocks at your door and says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
run away as fast as you can.
Yeah, stand by. We're at the top of the hour break. Brighteon.tv hosting this as well. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.